Welcome to the Leading Legal Podcast. I'm your host, Michael Reed, the podcast server. And I just want to welcome you to this Throwback Thursday. And I want to tell you about a cool little trick that you can do that kind of takes an old school method and combines it with new school technology. That's what this Throwback Thursday is all about. So when somebody comes onto your website and they're interested in something, Google nailed it with this one, okay? If you listen to the episode where I talk about Google places, Google Maps, and how to get your listing verified on Google and how important that was, that's what they do, okay? And so many people know how important it is, business owners with brick and mortar stores where they want people to find their location. So what they do is you go on, you click on it, you want to verify your listing, they mail you a card. When you get that physical product in your hand, I mean that physical paper in your hand, it has so much value to you because you know what it's going to bring you. You know the result that it's going to bring you in your business. And so I've been working on something right now that does the same similar type of thing and capitalizes on the same mental cues that people go through. So for instance, someone comes on my website and I tell them, hey, click this if you're interested, and if you win, you're going to get a card in the mail. Now you can set it up where everybody wins type of thing, and you're just trying to get people to go into your certain funnel or hit a certain page on your website. But the idea is they're going to get that card in the mail. So they're surfing. Just think about the mental state of your potential customer. They're on your website. They're browsing, right? They have all the power. They have all the control. Do I want to buy? Do I not want to buy? Whatever it is that's on your site. And if you're an attorney or you have professional services, they're considering hiring you, right? So you have a bunch of different things, almost like a poll. But you have to do it in a professional manner in the legal industry. So you can have a thing like, click here if you like money. Click here if you like whatever it is. Click here if you like cats. Click here if you like this. I don't know. You got to think of something professional. But you have some kind of a survey. You can even have a question. Why are you here today? And when they fill out that little answer form, you send them something in the mail that says, we heard your concerns and we're interested and we want to be able to help you. And you can completely automate that with things like ClickFunnels and Infusionsoft and stuff like that. So that's the cool thing is they go on there, they do a few clicks, they take your little survey, and then they send, and then you have automation through automation. We'll send them a little card, kind of like Google does. And if you map it the right way, they can get that card, open it up, tear it open, whatever, and see, hey, use this code and get 20% off of, you know, or get for a free consultation, $300 value with such and such law firm, such and such legal service company. This is an old school method, mailing people. We used to do direct mailing, right? It's an old school method combined with you're tying the website experience that they had and the thoughts that they had and the answers that they had on their little quiz form that they took with what they're actually trying to do. They wouldn't be on your website if they weren't thinking about hiring an attorney, right? So if you do this, you're reminding them, hey, remember you were on my site, you were interested. And now, if you weren't interested and made a decision before, now you get a free consultation, which most attorneys do anyway, but a lot of attorneys charge like $300 for a consultation. So if that's you and you charge that, well, hey, you're going to have to give up that $300. But if you use this method, every single person that hits your site that takes that quiz is going to be reminded of their experience. And this is powerful. So I hope this was helpful for you guys. If you need help setting something like this up, of course, full disclaimer, I do that and I charge money for it, but I do that for you. If you're not already a customer of Leading Legal, the social media marketing company that I own, operate, and am the primary marketer for, me or my team can set this kind of situation up for you where you can receive that service hands-free. We have services that range from $1,200 to $10,000. So you can visit our website at leading.legal, and not .com, leading.legal, and you can learn all about social media marketing and how we can help grow your business. I'm excited to do business with you. And we'll see you next time on another episode of Leading Legal, a social media podcast for legal professionals.